In 1970, Riles got the top education job for the whole state. He became California's superintendent of schools. He was the first black person to have this job. Riles set goals for himself and the schools. He worked out a plan for early childhood education and special education, too. Riles also believed children did better when parents helped in schools. He was right. He set up a plan for that as well. Caption: Of course, education was important for his own family. Here, Riles's grandson sits on his lap as Riles reads aloud. Feature box: Special honor. In 1973, Wilson Riles was given the Spingarn Medal. The medal is given each year to a very successful black person. Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, and Oprah Winfrey have also won the medal. Riles and his staff were making big changes in schools. Changes can create thorny situations and cause some people to disagree. But Riles was always careful to explain how his plans helped students. In the end, he got people to work together instead of being angry and glaring at one another. From 1958 to 1982, Wilson Riles worked hard to make California schools better. He led meetings and made speeches. He was on TV and radio. He met with the state's governor. He even met with presidents of the United States. All of his work was aimed at improving education. Caption: Future President Jimmy Carter greets Wilson Riles on Riles's visit to Plains, Georgia in 1976. Riles talked to Carter about California schools.